Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Good morning. And those that will be coming later, and those that wanted to come that wasn't able to make it. Today is Monday, September 6th, 2021. And today is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice. Let's all rejoice and be glad in this day. And let's all have a blessed week. So let's all gather together and agree in prayer. And on mute, you can call out names or whatever as I pray. And let's just agree, because God is a prayer answering God, and He's going to answer these prayers today, as He have done in the past, and as He'll be doing in the future. So, again, good morning, good morning, good morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we come to You, Heavenly Father, agreeing and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, You are a mighty God, Heavenly Father, and we love You with all our heart, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, we come to You, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, praying for miracles, Lord. Praying for prayers that haven't come to pass yet, Heavenly Father. That You answer those prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Praying for comfort for those in need of comfort, Lord. Praying for strength for those in need of strength, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that's not saved, Heavenly Father. We praying for those that in rehabilitation, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Give them strength to do what it takes so they can receive the lesson that You have for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them willpower and determination, Heavenly Father. Oh, and those in the nursing home, Father, comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Let them feel love, Lord. Oh, yes, those that have family members, touch them that they be there for their family member, Lord. Oh, yes, and spend a little time with them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You're a Lord. You are a Father of power, Lord. Oh, yes, You are, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that do not have the drive to get up, Lord, to do what they need to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that need a job, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that need cars, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that need of car repairs that don't have the money to repair their cars, Heavenly Father. You are a way maker. That's who You are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that's going to surgery this morning, whoever they might be, wherever they might be, right now to help with the doctors, Lord, that they guide them to do the right, do what needs to be done, to see what needs to be seen, Lord, that they receive only the cut that's necessary, Lord. Oh, yes, and if there's any doctor that's crooked, Lord, don't allow them today to misuse or get paid from things that they have no business done, Heavenly Father. Don't let it happen, Lord. Oh, yes, mighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that are traveling to and from and traveling all during the day, each and every day, for protection, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for safety, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those who have the coronavirus, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Heal them, Heavenly Father, family members, oh, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, there's no one like You. No one like You, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we pray for those that's on the street, that's homeless, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that might be crying out to you right now, Lord, for whatever reason it might be. Oh, yes, Lord, help them. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You know what it takes for a marriage to work, Lord. But those that are having problems in their marriage, Lord, mend it. Mend their marriage, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, praying for relationships, Lord. You got children that are waiting on the right person in their life, Lord. Somebody that's going to care for them and love them, Lord. Mainly all, Lord, they're waiting on somebody who loves you first, Heavenly Father. Oh, that you be the love of their life, Lord. And they're waiting on you to send that person to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Somebody that's going to love them forever. Oh, yes, and going to care for them, Lord. Where there's communication and understanding, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for the first responders, Lord. We're praying for financial blessings, Heavenly Father, for us, those in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that are asking for more, Lord, you know who they are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Almighty God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praying, Lord, for the people that's out there, Lord, that is suffering, Lord, because they have no family members left, Heavenly Father, Lord, and they don't know you, Lord. We pray for those that don't know you, Lord, that you put someone in their path, that they learn who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They may be saved. Oh, yeah, take you as their Savior, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that are out there on drugs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 that want to be set free. Or those that don't want to be set free, but their family is praying for them to be set free, Lord. We're praying that you set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 set them free, Lord. Those that are out there on addicted to whatever they might be addicted to, cigarettes, overeating, whatever their problem is, Heavenly Father, set them free. Set them free, Lord. But when you set us free, we are free indeed. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the churches that are having financial problems, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You meet their needs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, and praying that people be directed to the church where they can get fed fresh fruit, Lord, not be sitting up on the false prophets, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Praying for protection of kids as they go, as they back in school, Lord, that you keep the coronavirus and cover your little baby, your little kids, Lord, your teenagers, Lord, the teachers, Lord, principals, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that don't have food in their house, Lord, to eat. Lord, you are a way maker, Lord. Lord, make a way that they find a place where they can get food, enough food to be fed, Heavenly Father, for to last them while they are in need, Lord, that they won't have to be in need, Lord. Put people in their path that will help them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. family, Lord, where family have dropped off, Lord. You got people out there haven't seen their grandkids for years, daughters that the wrong done them, and they haven't communicated, Heavenly Father. Or you just got people that's selfish, Lord, and don't want to have anything to do with their family, whatever reason it might be, Lord. Send these families back together, Lord. Unite families together, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, I'm praying for the people that may have told me, whether it was in the past or recently, Heavenly Father. I don't have to call names out because you know everything. You know every hair on our head. For any of us on this line, have a pray for people that we said we were going to pray for, Lord. We're praying for them now, Heavenly Father, because you know who they are, Lord. You know what's on our mind, our heart, our thoughts, Lord. So if we overlook someone that we said we would pray for, adding them right now, praying for them right now to you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying you comfort those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, those that have people that's in the hospital right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, touch them, Lord. Just a touch from you, Heavenly Father. A touch from you. Oh, yes, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we're praying that this crime rate is going down, Heavenly Father. Expose people that's out there stealing cars, robbing people, breaking in houses, breaking in businesses, Lord, breaking in churches, Lord. Whatever they're doing, Lord, that's hurting people, stop it, Lord. You can do it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord, because you move mountains, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for people that's in need of healing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You said by Jesus' stripes we are healed, Heavenly Father. So I'm praying for healing for everybody that's been waiting on a healing, Lord. Oh, let it come to pass, Heavenly Father. Let it come to pass, Lord. So they're praising you right now for those healings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. That'll be next in line, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You said by Jesus' stripes we are healed, Lord. And we believe and we trust in you because your word is true. Oh, yes, Lord, you are faithful. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Your promise is true, Lord. You, there are two things that we know you can't do, lie nor die, Lord. And we just follow you, Lord, no matter what, Lord. We praise you during the good time. We praise you during the bad times, Heavenly Father. Oh, in the midst of a storm, we are praising you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, because our love is forever. Forever and ever for you, Lord. And we just want to thank you for loving us, Heavenly Father, loving us eternally, everlasting love, Heavenly Father, eternal life, Lord. We just pray that, just ask you to continue pouring more grace and mercy out on us, Lord, more and more the Holy Spirit on us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray that you meet our every need, Lord, our desires and wants, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just asking you, Lord, to continue, Lord, answering our prayers before we ask, Lord, guiding us and directing us and opening doors, Lord, and shutting doors, Lord, that need to be shut, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, there's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. And, Lord, we are glad to know you, Heavenly Father. We are glad to have you as our Father, Lord, and as our friend, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're glad to have you at the head of our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for the head of protection that you have around us and our family members, Lord. We ask you to continue, Lord, walking with us and talking with us, Lord, and allowing us to hear more and more your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, talk to us more. Talk to us more, Lord. Pour more and more and more and more of the Holy Spirit out on us daily, Heavenly Father. Oh, keep us strong, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, and those that are weak, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Those that have Alzheimer's, Lord, touch their our mind, those dimensions, touch our mind, depression, Lord, set them free. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that have a confusion on a job, Lord, step in the midst of it, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You handle it. You handle it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, handle those situations, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that are not making enough money to make ends meet, Lord, to help, to live comfortable, Lord. Provide them with another, with a better paying job, Lord. Oh, yes, provide them with a better paying job, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Protect the little kids, Lord. Those, even those that can't talk, Lord, they need protecting too, Lord. Protect our children, Lord. Our children's children, Lord. Our grandchildren, Lord. Our friends and people we know, even though we don't know. Protect those kids, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we got a lot of people, Lord, that are on waiting lists for apartments, Lord. Some of them don't have apartments, Lord. Some haven't even filled that application, Lord. Guide them, Lord, to where they need to go to put in applications, Lord, for people in their past, Lord. And those that are on the waiting list, some of them have apartments, Lord, and some of them don't even have apartments, Lord. Lord, work for them, work for our good, Lord, of those that's in need, those that want to move, those that need applications so they can get on lists, Lord, or get an apartment, Lord. Some of them don't even have to wait, Lord, because of who you are, Lord. You know everybody's situations, Lord. We ask that you meet every heart desire, Lord. Each and every heart desire, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And in apartments where you got people that destroy, Lord, that bring people in, visiting, Lord, up to no good, Lord. You handle that also, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Handle that, Lord. Oh, yes, you got some apartments that, well, maintenance is not doing what they're supposed to do, Heavenly Father. Maintenance is not upkeeping these apartments, Lord. Lord, Lord, since that situation too, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, make these houses where people live, make them safe to live, Lord. Oh, even apartments, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Make them safe to live, Heavenly Father, for people to live comfortable where they lay their head at, Heavenly Father. You know who they are, where they are, Lord. No matter what state they might be in, Lord, whether we know them or don't know them, Lord, they are your kids, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Some of us here on this prayer line have different prayers, Lord, different needs, Lord, different requests, Heavenly Father. I ask you right now to meet every need, every request, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, meet each and every need and every request, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, there's nothing you can't do. You can do all things, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, and we just want to love on you more and more, Lord, and ask that you love on us more and more, Lord. Let us feel more and more your presence in our life, Lord, in our hearts. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Father. And I connect this prayer with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, you are our power, you are our glory, Lord. And we love you, and we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, Lord. And thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those who maybe just came, I just want to say again, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Today is Labor Day. And everybody have a joyful, peaceful Labor Day today. And I would like to share with you this morning regarding obstacles to prayer. Okay, obstacles to prayer. As we try to grow in faithfulness to prayer, we will encounter obstacles. We might have a certain reluctance to open ourselves to God. We may feel that if we start praying regularly, the Lord will confront our mediocrity or see us on a path where we will no longer have so much control over our lives. We may be tempted to feel weary or discouraged, or we may feel that we are not making progress. The devil tries to do everything he can to turn us away from prayer because he knows that a soul that prays is lost to him. We may also suffer from the constant pull of the media in modern society, as well as fear of loneliness and silence. It is easier to stroll on the phone than to stand in silence in the presence of God. Another obstacle is false conception of prayer, which is quite common. To be faithful, to give us peace, to strengthen our faith and increase our charity, we often think that our prayers have to be successful, accomplished as perfectly as possible, an accomplishment that we can be satisfied with. But this is not the Christian view of prayer. To pray is not to perform, but to welcome God in our poverty, in our powerlessness. It is not about being effective, about producing a result, but about being with God. God does not need our work, but he thirsts for our love. We can sometimes feel poor, distracted, without any enthusiasm, fragile, and imperfect, but none of that matters. I would even say the opposite. Our weakness forces our prayer to be not a beautiful accomplishment of which we can be proud, but the cry of the poor. This poor one cried out, and the Lord heard, says Psalm 34:7. And this is the only prayer that pierces through to heaven. Periodically, the prayer of the poor is a joyful prayer. The joy of experiencing that God loves is infinitely greater than our limits. It is good to receive grace or enlargement during prayer, but this is not necessary. For prayer is to really make us touch God and to allow ourselves to be touched by him. It does not need special insight or consolation. It only needs to be faithful and preserving a sincere act of faith and trust and an expression of our true desire to love. In the ordinary of our life, we share our talent with the world. In our prayers, we offer up our powerlessness. This is what makes our prayer always possible and timely. We never need to wait for the right circumstance. If what we offer in prayer is our humble condition as a man, a woman, and a man. Yeah, that's on obstacles to prayer. You know, we get sidetracked. The devil, you know, he tried to interrupt us. You know, he don't want us to pray, as I said, because he know we're lost to him. And we, you know, the more we pray, you know, the further we move away from where Satan traps that he got for us. And also, I would like to speak on grace, hope, and love. Armed with the mind of Christ. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that no longer should live the rest of his life in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. 1 Peter 4:1-2. Most Christ followers really embrace the reality of Christ's suffering. We may even find comfort in the fact that he suffered for us. However, the idea that we shall be willing to suffer or even rejoice in the midst of suffering is a proposition too difficult for most people to accept. Yet that is the message of the gospel. Christ endured the wrath of God and suffered on the cross of Calvary in our place, that we might endure the suffering of this world and stand in victory for his glory. Easier said than done. Yes. That is why we must arm ourselves with the mind of Christ, the ability to journey the road of suffering while giving God glory can only be accomplished as we walk in Christ and display his attitude. This does not mean we enjoy life testing times, but it does mean we can rejoice in the midst of difficult moments. Rest in this truth. The same resurrection power that frees you from the slavery of sin and give you the ability to live according to God will also sustain you in the midst of suffering. He really is working for your good and his glory. So don't waste the tough times. Embrace his will. Dear Jesus, thank you for enduring the cross for our sin. Help us to have a Christ-like attitude and walk according to your will as we face tough times in life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. And also, on the touch by the truth, I want to speak on one way. One way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14:5-6. Some people don't mind asking questions and admitting they do not have all the answers. Thomas opened the door for one of the most incredible statements of our Lord's earthly ministry. Jesus declared without an ambiguity or confusion that there is simply no other way to heaven but through him. Whether it's regarding life, truth, or the way to heaven, the answer is ultimately and surely found in the Lord Jesus Christ. His words forever distinguish him from every other person throughout history. Who would dare make such an assertion of claim? What evidence or reason would others have for believing him? It would be his own resurrection that would ultimately provide indisputable proof that Jesus had every right to declare himself to be the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to God. Our world today accuses Christians of being hateful, arrogant, and insensitive because we believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Yet, declaration is also his wonderful and personal invitation for all people to call upon him for salvation. In doing so, Jesus had promised that they will be with God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, the Son, in heaven forever. Lord, thank you for saving us and showing us the way to be with you in heaven forever. Help us to tell others this week that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, for sure. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. So, I would like to give y'all a few verses on fear. We got quite a few. If y'all want to write the verses down, okay, of fear. Mark 4:40 says, he said to his followers, why are you so full of fear? Do you not have faith? Luke 12:32, do not be afraid, little flock. Your Father wants to give you the holy nation of God. Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God who holds you, your right hand, and who says to you, do not be afraid, I will help you. Proverbs 1:33 says, but he who listens to me will live free from danger, and he will rest easy from the fear of what is sinful. Matthew 10:28, do not be afraid of them who kill the body. They are not able to kill the soul. Proverbs 3:25-26. Do not be afraid of fear that comes all at once. And do not be afraid of the storm or the sinful when it comes. For the Lord will be your trust. He will keep your feet from being caught. 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a good mind. Proverbs 3:24. You will not be afraid when you lie down. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. 1 Peter 3:12-14. The Lord watches over those who are right with him. He hears their prayer, but the Lord is against those who sin. Who will hurt you if you do what is right? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, you will be happy. Do not be afraid of or troubled by what they may do to make it hard for you. Isaiah 54:14. All will be right and good for you. No one over you will make it hard for you, and you will not be afraid. You will be far from trouble, for it will not come near you. Romans 8:15 says, you should not act like people who are owned by someone. They are always afraid. Instead, the Holy Spirit makes us his son, and we can call to him, my Father. Hebrews 13:6. So, we can say for sure, the Lord is my helper. I am not afraid of anything man can do to me. And Psalm 41:46-2 says, God is our safe place and our strength. He is always our help when we are in trouble. So we will not be afraid, even if the earth is shaken and the mountain falling to the center of the earth. Isaiah 51:12 says, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of a man who died? Why are you afraid of the son of man who are made like grass? Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a trap, but he who trusts in the Lord will be honored. Psalm 91:46. He will cover you with his wings, and under his wings you will be safe. He is faithful like a safe covering and a strong wall. You will not be afraid of trouble at night or of the arrow that flies by day. You will not be afraid of the sickness that walks in the darkness or of the trouble that destroys at noon. Isaiah 54:4 says, fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be troubled, for you will not be put to shame. Okay. I'm in the last one. I'm going to give you Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not flow over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The fire will not destroy you. Okay. Let me give you John 14:27. peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give peace to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or fear. So those are some verses. So hopefully you got something out of it. So at this time, what I want everybody to do is to unmute your phone. We're going to come in and we're going to give God some praise. Then we're going to come back and see who's here. And if you need prayer requests, testimony, praise report, give that at that time. So right now, everybody, what you're expecting, what you already done, or what you pray for somebody else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, and praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, we give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise it deserves. Thank
you,
Lord,
God.
Thank you for the laying down last night, Lord God. Early rising this morning, Lord God. We bless you. And we praise your name, God, in the name of
Jesus. In our entire day, we command the command of our day. Our entire day shall be holy in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victory.
Oh, my God, we love you. We have mercy on
more than conquerors through you.
It's
all about
you.
Good morning, this is Sister Gladys this morning. I thank God for the word that was brought forth this morning and everything that was said, and I'm just so grateful in how he's just shown us, you know, just shown us just how much he loves us and stuff. And so my prayer thing this morning is the prayer for, continued prayer for my family and how we got together, and God just had us just to love on each other, drawing us closer together. I still have some family members here. We'll be, you know, just together, you know, for Labor Day. So just continue to pray for my niece, LaTanya Hall, and her family. She's looking for lodging, so a nice school to put her daughter in. So I'm just grateful and thankful to God, you know, that we all were together yesterday. So we just thank God that we all, you know, just came together. We went to church yesterday, and it was just a wonderful thing. So just pray for me and my family and Tanya Hall and her daughter that they find lodging.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Sister Sheila, I just want to say enjoy your day off. God bless everyone.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning. This is Darlene B. I thank God for this morning. Thank you, Sister Marie, for the word. And we will realize always that there are obstacles at times to prayer. And we want to have the mind of Christ, and we should not have the spirit of fear. So we appreciate you sharing that information with us and reminding us of the word of God. Each time we hear the word of God, it's a reminder of what God has spoken, and that we can grab a hold of the word and use it for our lives. So we are grateful for just the reading of the word and the hearing of the word, because faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Amen. And I do appreciate everyone just keeping us all in prayer, you know, as we're going through these days for the holiday. You know, we have today is a holiday, and we pray that everybody will be safe. So we just pray for safety, and I want to just pray for those families who have lost loved ones in these catastrophes, these things that have happened across the earth. Haiti is still trying to recover, and people in New Orleans, people in New Jersey, New York, all those people out there with the fires and everything. So just, you know, pray for those who are affected negatively with these disasters and things that people can't really do anything about, because, I mean, God is the one who brings the storms, and, the storms and the rain come from him. So people need to wake up. Some people just have not heard God's voice even in these storms. People are not hearing the voice of God. So we pray that people's ears will be open to the Lord to really make a change, because our nation is in a very bad shape as it comes to God and believing in God and doing God's will, you know. So we just want to pray for those who are out there just stumbling around in darkness, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. I also want to keep my sister Yolanda in prayer and thank God for her business deal coming to pass, that it will be completed. And I just want to pray for my cousin Raymond. He is still with the treatment for his cancer. So I want to pray for him, and then Uncle Marvin also. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
This is Lois. Marie, thank you for the word that went forth this morning. And I would like for you to keep us, Sister Wilma, in prayer. And also myself, I'm having pain still on my hip and groin area and my wrist. And everybody have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. Anybody ever gave your name that would like to give your name? Okay. So, do I hear every prayer that was called out? And if you have a prayer that you didn't get to call out, call them out. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into a corporate prayer, and followed by Pastor Darlene taking us out So everybody, let's come in together and pray for these prayers.
Amen.
That was called.
The Lord God.
Well, I heard it.
Jesus,
oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, because you want to answer prayer. Lord, you said if you
come to you,
will answer, God, and you mighty
you for every prayer.
So we continue to pray with a glad prayer, God, her and her family. Continue to bless them and keep the unity there, the love and the peace and joy. And we pray for all families, oh God, that there will be love, peace, and joy in our family. In the name of Jesus, as we get together for the holiday, we pray for the spirit of peace, God. Let the peace of God and let the traveling, God. We're praying, oh God, for the kind of Lord that you would give her the name of Jesus. The God and where to go to find place.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that her child, oh God, her daughter, oh God. Find a good
thank you, Lord, for such a love that you have for us, regardless of what we do, what we don't do, God, you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Down there in New Orleans,
in
God, and up there
in
North Jersey, oh God, all the storms
thank
and the
fearlessness,
God,
so
we
provide protection. Coming together, one mind, same mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Lord, according to his purpose, and we believe that we are the called according to his purpose, In Jesus' name, we thank God. So this morning, as we are about to leave, we make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us are rejected. We reject each and every wicked word, and we pray that every curse that somebody has sent our way will turn into a blessing as it did for Joseph. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and I thank God for the angels. It's so important that we understand the angels are out there to help us, to protect us, and to even speak to us sometimes, and there's some angels out there who are just doing battle for us, so we thank God for protection as we go. In the name of Jesus, we are glad to be here, and I make a declaration that we continue to seek the face of God, and I decree that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower, and I hope that we grab a hold of that word, that we are the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I thank God for everyone who's here, our sister Marie, our sister Gladys, our Apostle Horsley, our sister Renee. We thank God for Sister Linda, our Sister Lewis, our Sister Sheila, our Sister Grace, and we are grateful for even myself that we are able to come together. So I decree that wickedness in high places is destroyed, and the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let's thank the Lord today that we can rejoice in him, because he is our strength, and he is our song, and he has become our salvation, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He's putting us in a sure place, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you continue to love me back and keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. And as we pray for our families each and every day, God is doing a wonderful and a beautiful thing in us, through us, and for us. So let us just have a wonderful day as we celebrate with family, if you're with family. And if you're not, just celebrate the fact that God has given you this day, because God has blessed us with this day. So let's do the best with it as we can. So have a wonderful day, beautiful week, and an awesome life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.